the allegations are, we have a female subject that is alleged to have been operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. That female subject then was contacted due to the fact that her vehicle was found inside a residence, literally. It was reported at around 2 o'clock in the morning on 6-23-2012. The report came in that there was an accident at about the 4300 block of Green Valley Drive.
And this is in Wheeler Ridge, then?
Yes, this will be in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. That is correct.
How did PD get involved with this, then?
Basically, it came in as a 911 call. They wanted to report that around the 4300 block of Green Valley, there was a major accident. Upon arrival, the officers observed that a Ford pickup truck had crashed into a residence. In lieu of their investigation, the female driver, who was identified on scene as Virginia Zimmerman, was transported to St. Joe's. She was treated for her injuries, and once she was treated, she was placed under arrest for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
And that was based on what?
That was based on the fact that she was the driver of the vehicle, and the vehicle had a motor vehicle accident, which, in short, the vehicle collided into the residence. It says in the investigation that the driver admitted to taking multiple shots of vodka. Did not say the size of the amount, but admitted that she had had taken multiple shots of vodka just before this accident occurred.
Looking up the jail record, her DL list address on Plainsman, and this occurred on Green Valley. So is this her house at Green Valley then?
It is not her residence. The driver of this vehicle, his address is actually on the southeast side of Bryan, closer towards the College Station area, versus this is out in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision, so they're not even they're not close in proximity at all.
Does she know the person who lives at the address where the house was struck?
There's no indication that shows that she knows the person at all, that the residence that she struck.
So this could have been just something random then?
This very much could be just something random. I don't see anything in here that shows that she knows the person. I'd have to contact the victim personally, but I don't see anything in the offense report that shows, or the case report that shows, that she had any prior knowledge of the person that's actual victim in this offense.
Reading the narrative, it says that a witness saw the accused getting out of the truck and walking into the house.
It appears that several folks saw her actions out on scene and were able to help the Bryan Police Department in this investigation process, in this DWI investigation process.
No one inside the house at the time that the truck hit it was injured?
Nobody was listed as injured. No, sir, that is correct. Everybody seems to be okay.